welcome back to your favorite podcast, Color and Tech with Hannah. In our previous episode, we have dived deep into how social media can strengthen and or damage someone's identity, specifically the representation of ethnic backgrounds online. Here's a little snippet of the previous episode. Enjoy! Platforms with subcultures like Facebook and 4chan can even promote gender and racial stereotypes. However, now that you've heard a little about color and tech, let's get started with today's episode. Today we will be discussing Sophia Noble's research of algorithms of oppression and what it means for people like you and me. But what do you mean algorithms of oppression, Hannah? Well, Noble highlighted how Google searches can support stereotypes, specifically like the labeling of black queens as hot or sugary, thus implying that large ownership of companies like Google are created by the likeness of whiteness. I know this may all sound like a bunch of mumbo jumbo, but we should really ask ourselves, can algorithms discriminate and can they cease to promote inclusion? What do you think? To find out the answers to these questions, I have taken the liberty to implement my own experience, specifically through the inspiration of Noble, the prestigious Dr. Hayward of the College of Worcester, and even a small little reading by Delfonte and Arvidsson discussing the impacts of digital media in today's society. I decided to examine if black men and women were represented within a hairstyle search of Google images, because who doesn't love using Google for hair inspiration? I know I do. I searched for four different categories. Firstly, a general search typed as hairstyles of women, and then a specific search like hairstyles of black women. I also want to include men as a subset because we got to show y'all some love too. So I searched hairstyles of men compared to hairstyles of black men. But before I dig into the results, I want you to sit with this question from earlier. Can algorithms discriminate? To no avail, in the hairstyles of women search, 2 out of 12 images accumulated were black women only. On the far spectrum, for the hairstyles of men, no black men appeared at all. Well, luckily, in the more specified hair searches of black men and women, the results displayed an abundance of women and men of varying shades and hairstyles and haircuts. Basically, what you see if you went to a hair salon to get your locks retwisted, a nice silk press, or even a cute twist out. Though we commonly find this representation in our communities, the lack of representation for our ethnic groups outside of whiteness lacks on Google itself. This can be attested to Delfonte and Arvidsson's text stating digital technologies are far from being blind. Different services can be populated by different demographics, implying that technology can also amplify racial inequalities as much as a human being can. Is that surprising to you? This experiment can imply a lot of things, but specifically, that whiteness is what populates the creators that can make biased search engines like Google. Whiteness can even populate the image search of hairstyles. From this search, I feel as though Google has defined what hair is, the non-existence of diverse representations like black men and women. And this is not to say that white spaces cannot be included in spaces, but why are black and brown people minimized from the scope of visibility when we populate the world as much as whiteness does? The esteemed Dr. Hayward has mentioned how we should question the systems we participate in, particularly who are making the platforms we use and are they really built for us. Many times, marginalized groups are not included in discourse, whether that is represented in scholarly work, accurately appearing on a Google search, and more. I want you all to know that just because we participate in these systems does not equate to them being pioneers for us. Algorithms have the ability to cease inclusion. However, we too can be creators and innovators of technology. So, I ask of you not to only acknowledge the disparities white ownerships can promote in a digital space, but to also see and use your abilities to make spaces for people of all shades, sizes, and colors. So, I want to pose this question to you. In your world, what would color and tech look like?